Welcome to another episode of Complete Developer Podcast, the podcast by coders for coders about all aspects of creating your best life as a developer.
I'm Will, the accomplished developer and aspiring software architect.
And I'm Beege, the journeyman developer sharing my journey in development.
Complete Developer Podcast is supported by listeners like you. We are now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/completedeveloperpodcast.
It's the start of a new year, and it's become our tradition to review our goals for the past year. We'll each go over the goals that we had last year, talking about our progress towards them, and then we'll discuss the goals we had for the podcast. Finally, we'll discuss our goals for this year. But before we get started, Will, what have you been fighting this week?
I am still trying to get out from under like the whole content treadmill.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause, you know, we've recorded three episodes tonight. You know, I had to finish up an episode. I had to fill in my pieces on two other ones. Got the book stuff together. Like, I'm writing specs at work.
Dude, I don't think I've told you this, but I've been really impressed with your progress on the book. Like,
it wasn't moving. And then all of a sudden, it was just like, I started lifting heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know how like you lift, like you do squats, especially squats. And like, I think it bumped my testosterone up and I got real aggressive on everything. Just like, it was like night and day. One day I just was like, just nuke it.
Yeah.
All.
It was a matter of like, you talked about it and you did the mind map and you did a couple other things and you showed me what you'd been working on and you've been talking about it for a while and then it's done.
Yeah.
Like I'm
not going to say I was impressed with myself. I was surprised at myself.
I was impressed. I will say it, but you know, I'm not you, so yeah. I can say I was impressed with you.
But I have. I mean, I've just gotten just like super focused here lately, and I mean, it's almost like a biochemical change.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure what that is. Probably better sleep, lifting heavy, eating a lot. So yeah, I'm on a content treadmill. That's How about awesome. You?
So when this episode comes out, I'll be up in Cleveland. I'm helping my sister drive home after the holidays. It's sort of become our tradition to do that. And then I'll be spending New Year's up there with her and my brother-in-law and a couple of other friends that I've made in Cleveland through my sister and just like going out and hanging out. Along those lines, I've been preparing for my talk at CodeMash, which since I'm going to be in Cleveland the beginning of the year, my boss is actually letting me work from there for the days between when I help my sister drive up there and when the conference starts. It's really awesome. I'm really liking the new boss that I have. He's really, really great at working with us. But this episode is coming out a week before the conference. Right now, though, I am working to add more audience involvement to my talk. In the talk I gave at DevSpace, which I've given a couple of times, several people had questions throughout, and it became more of a discussion. I sort of realized that I've become reliant on reading from not exactly a script, but an outline because of podcasting.
Yeah.
And not interacting with an audience.
I had some difficulty with that with my talk at NSS, and I had to do a similar thing you know, a while back, kind of like trim the talk. And have a question and answer section at the end to get that in.
Yeah, it's basically I can't use the same techniques that I do with a podcast in giving a speech. And another thing is I go to a lot of talks when I'm at conferences, and I've noticed the ones I enjoy the most are the ones that really involve the audience. So my goal with the one I'm giving at CodeMash, which is about failure in development, is to get the audience involved and part of that process. So I'm going to see how that works. I will let you guys know in a few weeks how it went. While y'all can't see me, if you don't watch us on the live channel, Will knows and has been very scared about some of these as I wave around my hands a lot. I tend to talk with my hands.
I just need to know if I need to get anti-seizure medicine for you.
Yeah, well, I mean, I come from a family of preachers that like to talk with their hands. So, you know, I have something hand-related for IoTs. Mm-hmm. There are several ways to add gesture control to your home automation. So what I have is a video tutorial that will make managing home automation controls easy and effortless. Hand gestures are simple and easy to implement while using electronic components, which are mentioned in this tutorial. Controlling of appliances such as a fan and a light bulb are done using a glove attached to an accelerometer with tape. The sensor senses the motion through the specific hand gesture that has been coded into the program and then responds accordingly. It's a really cool tutorial that you guys should check out, and I'll have a link to it in the show notes. Who's talking to us this week?
We got an email from Kieran saying, hi, just wanted to say that thanks heaps for the effort you guys go to with putting the podcast together. I came across the series a couple of weeks ago and have listened to most of the episodes all the way back to 2015.
Wow.
It's ridiculous how much insight you guys managed to pack into an hour show. So thanks again. A suggestion and a question. Would you be able to do an episode on the transition from coding in academia to coding in the real world? I'm currently designing coding for a university project and was wondering what the biggest stumbling blocks are for someone moving into the private sector, i.e. away from the soft walls, freedom, and lazy timelines that an academic, i.e. not profit-driven workplace provides. And the question, where would I find the full version of Prepare for Titanfall? Thanks again and keep up the excellent work. Your podcasts have made a huge difference to the way I think about and indeed write code. Cheers, Kieran. So as far as making an episode on, let's deal with that one first, right? Making an episode on the transition from coding to in academia to coding in the real world, that's not going to be just an episode, give or take.
That's actually a series that we have got in our backlog now, several episodes on that, really about what academic coding is versus what professional real world coding is. Now, stick around until the end of the episode to learn about our theme for next year, because
you might like it.
Yeah. The other thing that you asked about, you can find Stand By for Titanfall, which is the name of the song, by Purebells on SoundCloud. So if you go to SoundCloud and you search Stand By for Titanfall or search Purebells, you'll be able to find that. It's the full version is really awesome. And while you're at it, send us a message with your contact information, because we've got a complete developer water bottle just for you. And guys, if you'd like your very own complete developer water bottle, leave us a review in iTunes or comment on the website or any of our social media. We post all of our episodes to Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Google+. We're also on Instagram and Tumblr. You can check us out each week on Facebook and Twitter Live, where we talk about what's going on in the tech world and answer some listener questions, or join the conversation anytime via Slack by going to slack.completedevelopernetwork.com. The theme for this past year has been building your story. And in order to do this, we need to have clearly defined goals and an action plan to reach them, to build our story and do the things that we want to do. Before we get started, I want to review what a SMART goal is, since we are talking about setting our goals and our resolutions for the new year. This has been something that we've talked about a lot on the podcast, but I think it's very relevant, especially to our newer listeners that may not have gone back and listened to our goal setting episodes. SMART goals are specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-bound. And specific means the who, what, when, where, so forth of your goal. General goals are good for long-term, but you really need to break them down into very specific, this is exactly what I want to accomplish goals for the short-term.
Right. And measurable goals mean that the goal has got specific criteria for the goal to be able to track it. In other words, you can say what done is.
Attainable means that you must be able to reach your goal. If not, all they are lofty ideals. Now, attainable doesn't mean easy. You want to make them challenging, but realistic.
Right. So you might not go to Mars, but you might learn to fly with a plane. now, relevant means that the goals, you know, they're the goals always require time and commitment. And when it gets tough, they still matter. In other words, it's not just a goal that's a goal for whatever. Like most people, when they say they're going to write a novel, it's not relevant for everything else they're doing in their life. So they never do it.
You know, this is why they have NaNoWriMo.
Mm-hmm.
And we're at the tail end of it recording this because it's the month of November where you try to write so much within the month. And I have a friend / coworker that has written some really awesome stuff. He sent me the first bit of a book that he's writing and I read through it and I'm like, I can't wait for the next section. He's like, yeah, it's going to be a while. And then he decided to do NaNoWriMo and I'm looking forward to reading the 10,000 words that he wrote.
Yeah. And making something relevant like that. That's how you do that. And that time compression will do it for you.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of time compression, the last one is time bound. And this is to set a start date and a target end date to achieve your goal. Without a time limit, there's really no urgency to take action. So that's the neat thing with the NaNoWriMo is that you have 30 days to write 1,000 words is roughly the idea.
As opposed to NaNoWriMo, the famous and very short rapper. Sorry.
So we're going to start by reviewing last year's goals and talk about whether we hit them or not, what impediments we faced along the way, and what we did to overcome those. Now, last year, we started something new where we also had goals for the podcast. So we're going to go over our own goals and kind of rotate between the two of us and then discuss the goals for the podcast. After that, we'll talk about our goals for this year and goals for the podcast this year as well. So getting started, my first goal for last year was to speak at more conferences and schools. I really enjoyed putting together the talk both at Music City Code and at Covalence in 2017. And I'm going to call this a complete success. I've spoken at Music City Tech or Code again and at DevSpace this past year, 2018. And I've already scheduled Code Mash for next week in 2019. And that's a really big one. That is where a lot of your big name speakers got their start because Code Mash is known for bringing in new speakers. I've also spoken at Nashville Software School this past year, in addition to Covalence, and spoken at the IT Professional Association for the state of Tennessee. It's really awesome. I've made a lot of contacts at various user groups within Nashville and other areas, and I'm looking forward to doing even more.
So my first goal was more public speaking, kind of like Beach. I'm really enjoying it, and I think it works better for me than I expected. Not only is the speaking handy on its own, but it's bleeding into a lot of other pursuits as well. You get a lot of good feedback on your speaking that can give you ideas both for fixing the speech and refining it and building products that complement it. So the result was I cut down on conference talks, but I increased my other talks. I've been speaking at NSS quite a bit. I'm scheduled through mid-year there already for next year. I also got the idea for my book from speaking at NSS, and I built that and published it. So I'm going to say this is a win.
So my second goal was to start blogging more. You know, I talked about rethinking the book that I was working on as I've seen some similar ones out there already written. The Computer Science for Autodidacts book. And there's several out on the market now. So I was thinking about holding off on that and kind of working on making sort of a blog site, building an audience, and then producing a book. I'm calling this failed. Honestly, I didn't have enough time and chance to focus on this. I had some things come up about mid-year that changed what my goals were. I honestly wasn't planning on starting graduate school when I set this goal at all.
Yeah, it wasn't even on your radar.
Exactly. And then I found out, hey, I could get grad school paid for and I could get a degree in data science, what I really want to be doing. So I started on the blog, created a backlog of posts and ideas, but I put that aside when I started school. I would rather focus on building better quality podcast episodes and stuff for the podcast than try to do school, a blog, and a podcast along with working full time.
Yeah, and doing them all halfway.
Right, right. I set that aside to allow myself the time needed to go to school. I may pick this back up, and I probably will pick this back up after I finish school, but it's going to be a few years. The nice thing about it is, like I said, there have been several books that came out recently on the topic. So if I wait a couple of years, those books will be a little bit outdated, and I can do something new and fresh.
Well, and they won't have the data science perspective either, probably.
Right. So while this particular goal failed, I feel like I am moving in a direction that is better for me overall, and it's going to be better for everyone involved. So not just me, but my audience, which is in some aspects our audience.
Right. So my second goal for last year was fix my sleep. I hadn't been sleeping well, partially because of the amount of stuff I had going on, and I also wasn't managing a lot of things as well as I needed to. And I had to fix a lot of stuff to make it easier, including backing off a bit on the amount of stuff I was doing. Some of that was the speaking, was in the mix. And then I wasn't terribly efficient, like writing episodes and doing, all the different stuff I was doing. And so I just kind of stepped back from it, and I had to fix my diet and my exercise. And I will call this a win. So I'm sleeping a lot better. In general, I'm not staying up very late, like 9:30. I'm kind of winding down. And I go up and I read fiction and I go to sleep. I think this one was very much a win. The early part of the year was also extremely rough.
Yeah.
On that.
I remember. I just
really had a hard time. Honestly, up until almost September, well, this year was rough.
Well, it was like the beginning of the year, you were making the effort to change. And then we had the friend pass away.
Well, I also had the hematoma in my abdominal wall.
Oh, that's right. That was the complication that was from in that.
February. Yeah. And so I couldn't lift and screwed all that up.
So you had that. And then as that was starting to pass and you're starting to get back to normal, we had a friend pass away. Yep. Really suddenly, and then that you had to deal with that because that it didn't hit you until later.
Yeah.
Because I remember those conversations. And then, it's just.
And I got promoted. And so I had more work pressure. Mm-hmm. There was a lot really going on. And then my wife has had some medical stuff come up this year too. And last year. So like it just. Yeah, this was a win. I mean, I pulled it off in spite of all that.
So my third goal was to pay off the last of my private student loans. Now, mind you, this is not my federal student loans. That's going to take a bit of time. But the private loans that I had taken out that I never should have taken out, if you are thinking about taking out private loans, don't. Like, live in poverty before you take out private loans. It is not worth it. Trust me from experience. Honestly, this was kind of a gimme as I had a payment plan for them and, I had planned to pay off by the end of the year. This was a complete success because, like I said, I had a payment plan. Though I will say this came as a bit of a surprise. I kind of overcalculated how much I had left. And so about 3 months earlier than I expected to have them paid off, I had automatic drafts set up so that it just, for a lot of my bills, I just have that set up to where I pay it without having to think. And it didn't take it out. And I got stressed. And I got really, really worried. And so the day before it was officially due, I called the loan company. I'm like, hey, you guys haven't taken this out. You're supposed to take it out a week ago. What's going on? And they looked it up and like, oh, yeah, you had your last payment last month. And they're like, okay, I expected three more payments. So that was a very nice surprise.
Yeah.
But what was really crazy is the effect it had on my credit score. I mean, I don't talk much about my credit score, but it dropped drastically when I got divorced.
Everybody's does, I think, just about.
And it took a huge jump up when I got that paid off. It was really nice. I was very excited about that.
So my third goal was to start saving money for land to build a house on. Our current house is decent, but there's some stuff I really dislike. One of those is that we have an HOA. Mm-hmm. That's changed By the way, I'm on the board. but that said, I do eventually want to move. The primary thing is I want more room around the house. I don't want to be able to hawk a loogie out the window and hit the neighbor's house.
Yeah.
Like, it's right there. So I want to get to where I can buy the land with cash and then build. However, home prices and land prices in our area have gone through the roof. That's not going to happen. So I kind of shifted later in the year towards looking at web properties to buy. So, like, buying websites that already have revenue and, you know, refitting them and building that up. And so that's my strategy now. I haven't bought anything. I've been spending a lot of time on like Empire Flippers and Flippa and a couple other places like that. So I have continued to save, you know, the bulk cooking thing that I was going to do to save money. I've got that nailed. Mm-hmm. At this point, I can cook for the week in a couple hours and
yeah.
I'm good. And that's helped, especially when I was doing paleo because of the, you know, the meat and all that stuff is expensive.
That. Yeah.
So I think that that was a win.
So my fourth goal was to go on a long bike ride. I had thought about visiting some of my friends across country, maybe one of my sisters. I'd also thought about combining that with the conference or blog about the trip. Basically, I just wanted to get a long ride on some old back roads. And the result for this is a bit mixed. On 4th of July, I spent all day on my bike riding around. I rode around to three or four different small towns. I was kind of looking for something that was going on. I was surprised at how few small towns right around this area had stuff going on.
Yeah.
But I spent probably about 8 hours riding that day. I'd ride into a town, find a local bar, go in, see, like, ask the people there what was going on in the town. Nothing was. I'd have a beer and then I'd ride to the next one. But it was an all day event. Lot of fun, had a great time. However, I didn't do like a long distance ride. It was just like a long day of riding. The other thing is this kind of fell to the side as I started graduate school. I had planned a ride to St. Louis on one of the long weekends that I had, but that changed as I had orientation for school that Friday and decided, you know what? I'm going to go do it in person. Even though it's online classes, I went and I met some of my, you know, fellow students who are doing classes in person and stuff like that. Made some friends, things like that.
That's probably a good call.
Yeah, I really think it was. And I didn't ride my bike down there because it was raining anyways. So
my fourth goal was to meditate and exercise more frequently. I think this was a win. Definitely gotten back into the lifting. The meditation has been a little hit or miss just because of schedule stuff. It's like I can meditate at the end of the night after my daughter and my wife have gone to bed, you know, when there's mm-hmm. not people running around overhead.
Yeah.
But that starts cutting into the time I have to work on stuff. And so
that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I can't really do as much as I would like. That said, I do feel like I've done a lot better, especially on the lifting, because I have, you know, I've hit it every Monday and Wednesday, most Fridays, you know, doing heavy squats, you know, doing curls, doing deadlifts, you know, kettlebell swings, bench press, that kind of stuff. And I feel a lot better mm-hmm. as a result. And I'm also a lot calmer. I think the meditation helps, but when I do the exercise, that kind of gets that too.
You know, it's interesting.
I've blended them.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been doing not deep meditation, but sort of some like trying to help myself get to sleep at night meditation.
Yeah.
And I have noticed an impact just in my own life with that. So
yeah, that's one of the things I didn't mention on my sleep is I have been kind of, you know, really like I lay down and I focus on my breath work like yeah. I would if I was sitting and meditating. And if you're laying prone, that'll knock you out.
So my fifth goal was to get into story writing. Along the lines of blogging, I had been thinking a lot about writing my story, sort of an autobiography based on what has gone on in my life the last few years. Also maybe sort of a based on a true story type fiction thing.
Yeah. And you've had some stuff happen to you, so it's reasonable.
Yeah. What's interesting is you have, with my permission, told some other people about like details I haven't even mentioned on the podcast. yeah. about my life. And even they said he needs to get that out there.
Yeah.
That's a story that needs to be told.
Well, the phrase that was used was he will save somebody's life.
And so on this, I'm going to call it mixed. I've started writing my story down. I've built a mind map and I've started outlining it. I'm torn between making it a book or a seasonal podcast, maybe both. So if you think of like an episodic seasonal podcast with a limited number of seasons, not like,
right.
you know, it's a specific story that has a start and an end. The reason this is mixed and not just, you know, hey, I haven't had time the last half of the year because of grad school is it's, you know, some of these are really emotionally hard to write about.
Yeah. And some of the things did not get to a resolution until end of the year. Okay. So my fifth goal was to go on an actual founder's retreat, you know, like alone, go to a hotel room, figure out what I want to do for the next year mm-hmm. or 5 years or whatever, and hammer that stuff out. You know, like Zen founder style. If anybody listens to that podcast, I was planning this out when my grandmother had a heart attack.
I remember you had that.
Yeah. I mean, I had it all figured out and mm-hmm. was about to make, you know, start making phone calls and then all like that went
we
down.
We were working on getting ahead on recording so that you could take that time off.
Yeah. So that didn't happen because I used, I just used 2 days off. One was, you know, going and visiting her when she was in the hospital, and one was going down there to help my mother with all the funeral arrangements. Mm-hmm. But that was 2 days, and I've got like 4.5, 5 days, but like it's right at Christmas now, you know, and it's going to be hard to use those and actually go anywhere.
I think the way you used those days was better.
Yeah, I think it was too. And I felt like I got a lot more clarity on a lot of stuff with her passing. Mm-hmm. Not that I wanted her to pass or anything. I mean, she was one of my best friends.
Well, but something you said to me, it really stuck out to me, especially about around the loss of Jason. And that was you said you did not feel guilty about her passing because you had spent the time with her.
Yeah.
And that made me think about, you know, when he passed, he had asked me to get together with him before he went into the hospital. And I did. And I'm like, you know, yeah, I don't feel bad about that. I miss him. And I know you miss your grandmother, but I don't feel bad. I don't feel like I missed out.
Yeah. Or like I wasn't there.
Right. And I think that is a better use of your time than
I think so too. And I think that, you know, that's kind of like the last lesson from mm-hmm. her.
Yeah. I completely agree with you there. So my final goal from last year was to drop another full pant size. At the time I was like, I'd like to say two, but I was being realistic. And so I said one pant size over the year. And I was going to start hiking more and taking my dog walking. You know what, guys? I hit this about 3/4 of the way through the year.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, I was shocked. I went shopping. Like I was like, hey, my pants are a little loose. I went shopping and found out, hey, I had dropped a full pant size. Earlier this year, I did a 6-week challenge. It was a great kickstart to dieting and exercises. I ended up losing that pant size around June or July. So I guess it was more halfway through the year than 3/4.
Yeah, I was going to say, it seems like it was wow. when it was hot.
Yeah, wow.
And it was kind of cool in August.
Yeah.
Here. It was weird. That's,
honestly, I've almost lost two. I am really, really happy with the results there. I kind of plateaued around October of this year, and that's why I did the No Beer November, where I focused on, all right, I'm going to exercise some more, and I'm going to...
You focused on scotch.
Well, yeah, there was that too. I didn't say no alcohol November. I said no beer November because I realized I was drinking beer all the time.
Yeah, it would have to be no alcohol August anyway, and you don't want to do that. You'll skip all the margaritas. That's not good.
So, but yeah, I'm really, really happy with the progress on that one so far.
So my sixth goal was to start pushing for some work from home capabilities at my job because I was losing a bunch of time to commuting and all that. I work from home 2 days a week, sometimes more. So that's that. That was pretty much a win, although it didn't proceed like I was expecting it to. I'd kind of been sort of dropping some hints and I was getting ready to have the conversation and something happened at work and I forget what it was. And I made a smart aleck comment about, you know, well, if you just let me work from home, like, you know, just like jokingly. And the owner of the company is like, yeah, just pick the days. So yeah, like there was, that didn't work like I expected, but it did work.
So now we're going to go through the goals we set for Complete Developer Network. The first one was to publish our first book. At the time, we had 3 chapters left to record, and we made some progress. We did not meet this goal. We both had things come up throughout the year. We finished recording all the chapters, but then I started focusing on graduate school, and Will started focusing on his own book and got that published. So we kind of had a little bit of change in focus around mid-year, but we did make some progress.
Our second goal was sponsorship for CDP, for this podcast. And I would say that was mixed. We had a few here and there, but we have not found a regular sponsor. The other thing is I think we've kind of shifted on that a little bit too. Like, it's not necessarily been top of mind the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've had so much other stuff going on.
Right. The next goal was to increase our listeners.
Yeah. Okay. So.
So the episode that came out today is almost at 1,000 downloads already.
It's at 998 right now, and it needs to refresh the stats. So it's going to be over 1,000.
Yeah. So at this time last year, we were getting around 600 to 700.
Yeah, downloads for really good episodes.
Yeah, for the better episodes on the day they came out. So yes, we have seriously increased our audience size. That is greatly influenced by you guys going out and telling your friends, telling your coworkers, telling people everywhere about us. When I was down at DevSpace, I met people who were fans of the podcast because their coworkers or their friends had told them about it. Yeah. And they came up to me like, hey, I really love your show. And I had not met them. It still amazes me sometimes to meet fans of the show that I didn't tell about it.
Yeah, well, see, I grew up in a small town. And so, like, when I was growing up, when people knew you and you didn't know them, it's because you screwed up somewhere. You know? And so, it's like, it's been a culture shock just from that.
So what we're getting at here is a huge thank you to our fans for word of mouth advertising.
Yeah, because that was y'all's win too.
Yeah, that really is. I mean, this is more y'all's win than ours because
we're slackers.
Well, we do what we can to get our name out there, but our best form of advertising is y'all telling people, hey, I like this show, check it out. And big thanks to y'all. Also, we got a couple of shout outs from several different shows that we're friends with. And so thanks to them as well.
Our fourth goal is to expand Developer Launchpad to possibly include another location. Now, while we didn't hit this goal, we had progress because we now have a social chair for the group who plans and hosts the social events. So all we have to do is show up. That is, if I show up at all. A lot of times, it's really hard for me to show up to the socials because I have my daughter with me.
Yeah.
And they always pick places that, you know, it's like $20 a plate for food.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to pay for parking. And I've got a somewhat grouchy 10-year-old that wants to go do something else. And so it's a little tricky for me to pull off.
Yeah. Saturday mornings are a difficult time for you.
Yeah.
When I was scheduling it, I had that in mind. So, but yeah, I understand that, but I got to pick on you a little bit about it because, you know. So moving forward, now we're going to talk about our goals for this year. My first goal is to pay off the new furniture that I bought, for my new place, which you guys have been hearing about, and to buy a new clothes washer and dryer. I ordered the furniture with a 12-month no interest financing. So this goal is a little bit of a gimme.
Yeah, but you're getting it paid off before you get hit with the interest.
Right. And
which is this a good is goal.
The really nice thing, it's a couch, love seat, and recliner is a full living room set.
Which I don't even have.
Yeah. You're going to see it when you help me move because they're delivering it before we get there.
I'm glad I'm not moving that.
Nope. You don't have to touch it. You don't have to worry about it. The nice thing is my mom has volunteered to go over to the new place before we get there. So while we're loading stuff, she'll be there when the cable company shows up to install. and when the furniture is delivered, and she'll tell him where to put it, and we just show up and bring in the TV.
My first goal for the next year is to write and publish another book. I felt like I nailed that workflow, and that really works well for me. It's also pure freaking magic when you get paid and you're asleep.
Dude, you rocked that like I rock speaking.
Yeah. And I think the writing thing is like, that's
it's more your style.
Yeah.
Like this is what works with us is you do the writing, I do the speaking, and we...
Yeah, and we cover both of them. So I'm not sure what it's going to be on yet. And this is in addition to whatever we do mm-hmm. for the podcast. This is just me doing something.
So my second goal on the same lines is to speak at 4 conferences this year. Notice the specificity. At least 4, I should say. I've already gotten selected to speak at CodeMash. That'll be next week. I'll also be submitting to DevSpace and Music City Tech. That only leaves one more conference for me to speak at, assuming I get to speak at both DevSpace and Music City Tech. But having spoken at them already and
knowing the right people and yeah,
I kind of know what they're looking for in a talk now. That really helps. But I'm assuming I'm speaking at both of those. So that's one more for me to find and submit a proposal to. I think I can do it. I may do more. My limit is how much my boss will let me go to conferences. And it's a balance between what I can call training and what I have to take off
for. And see, I can't really call any of it training, or I haven't tried.
Yeah.
I should probably try that. So my second goal is to speak at a conference again this year. I did it the year before last, but didn't do it this year for various reasons. I kind of want to get back on track with this. It's a little bit painful for me, but I feel like that forces me to lean in a little bit on the speaking. It's uncomfortable, and I should approach it that way.
Well, it's like writing for me. I enjoy writing when it's not structured writing. And so I think that's where you and I can help each other out.
Yeah.
Like I can help you with the speaking. You can help me with the writing. And that's where we encourage each other. So, guys, you'll probably be hearing a lot about that throughout the year. My third goal is to create and build a connected yet portable smart home system for my new place. Now, I know you guys have been hearing about the new house I'm moving into, which we will actually be moving my stuff into in a couple of days. This idea came from a friend of mine who I went to his housewarming party. And he had an alarm system in his new apartment that wasn't part of it. He brought that in and installed it. And we got to talking. He's like, oh, yeah, he had it at his last place. He just took things down and put it up in his new place. I guess I'm a little old school. I'm used to like my uncle who had like the built-in system to their house.
That's what we have
here. Yeah, like you have here and other places. But this was a portable alarm system. I've talked to a couple of other people that have apartments that have portable alarm systems.
We're like, old enough that when, you know, we were kids, the portable alarm systems were actually cans on a string.
I was more thinking dogs, but yeah.
Yeah, those are really portable.
So yeah, the idea I got from this was, hey, if you can have a portable alarm system, why can't you have a portable smart home? I can move into a house that doesn't have smart home technology and not have to install things into the house, but just plug in and connect. So that's my goal for next year. I want to create, and I may not create a completely connected home, but I've already got it a start with my Alexa and Fire Stick. It's so nice because small one bedroom apartment, I'm sitting in the living room and the Alexa is in the kitchen and I say, you know, pause, or I tell her to do this or do that for the TV show I'm watching while I'm like getting up to go take something out of the oven. And it's really nice. So my goal is to expand that to the entire new house I'm moving into by the end of the year.
My third goal is to get reasonably competent at .NET Core. I've gotten a little bit behind on my skills. Granted, I've gotten way, way, way better at like SQL development. And, you know, I've done some Delphi stuff. I've gotten better at JavaScript. I've gotten better at regular .NET. It's just Core I'm a little bit behind on.
So, you know what's really funny is that was one of my goals until I realized that's the direction we're kind of going at work. And I didn't really want to put that as a goal because I'm like, that's going to happen whether I want to or not. And I want to do that.
Well, and see, we're going that direction, but guess who gets to trailblaze? Yeah. So I'm putting that down because it's going to happen, but it needs to happen before it has to happen. Well, you know how frustrated I've been with it. Like every time I've messed with it, it's irritated me. Just mm-hmm. the whole, you know, like, let's have configs everywhere. Let's have all this tooling to get stuff up. And I think some of it's the templates I've used.
In part, it's the templates you've used. And also, this is designed for not the regular .NET environment. This is for an environment that doesn't have
the Microsoft
CLI. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, not just Vim, but it's yeah. designed for
Linux, yeah.
For Linux and Mac and places that don't have the right. same CLR as...
But the other thing that's gotten me is how quick it's moved. And so, like, oh, yeah. every example I find is wrong.
Now, that has frustrated me.
That has been extremely irritating. Like, to the level of, if this doesn't get better, I'm switching platforms. Because I can't move forward with the .NET Core project right now. So, I've either got to get that fixed or not.
My fourth goal for this year is to... get down to the size I was in college. I am one pant size away from where I was when I started college, and two from where I was when I was at my most athletic, most active, when like we were doing martial arts a couple of times a week.
Yeah.
We
were so much better just yeah. in general shape and everything.
I am two pant sizes away from that, and one from where I was when you met me, which is exciting. And a little disappointing because I look at myself and go, I got a lot to go. But it's going to take some work. Honestly, I think moving to the new place is going to help because I'll have a yard and I won't have as many distractions.
Yeah, you mean bars.
Yeah.
It's a strange way to say bar.
Yeah, I won't have as much of that. And I'm really going to... My new focus is going to be getting in shape. So what I'm going to do is start this year off with that in mind. And, you know, when I get back from visiting my sister and the conference up in Ohio, I'm going to join a gym and that's where I'm going to make new friends. Not that I'm going to lose my old friends, but that's where I'm going to make my friends close
to doing that stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm going to just, that's where I'm going to hang out. I've thought about it. Originally, I thought, all right, I'm going to find a bar down here and I'm going to hang out at it.
Yeah, it's a good time to, yeah.
Yeah, this is the perfect opportunity to find a gym, hang out there, and make that the new place.
Yeah. So, my next goal is to switch to Linux completely sometime this next year. You know, I'm pretty comfortable adminning Linux boxes. You know, my NAS is running a variant of Linux. I've had to SSH in there and screw around with Docker to get backups working and to get the little synchronization tool that we use or that I use that I keep meaning to set you up on. Yes. You know, I'm comfortable with that. And I'm getting to the point with Windows that I feel like I can't trust the OS not mm-hmm. to break my stuff when I'm in the middle of something.
Yeah.
And since I can't seem to get it to stop, I need to get away from it. That, and I also think that, you know, Microsoft, I don't feel like they are focused as much on Windows now. And so at some point, I wonder if they're going to deprecate it and just be like, y'all can go to Android. So I'd rather go ahead and be over on something else.
I think we're a ways away from that, but I do see that coming eventually.
Yeah. And I'd rather kind of be on the other side of it, you know, and be in the growth curve. That, and I really like the idea that I can have a machine, set it up and have it working. And nobody pushes a patch on it until I say so. My machine at work, yesterday, I lost an hour and 15 minutes to a Windows update during the day.
I don't have to worry about that. I have Windows on a VM.
Yeah.
They can't do that to me.
Yeah, you just turn it off.
Yep.
And there's so few things now. Like, I mean, I can't play Black Desert on Linux.
Yeah.
Visual Studio isn't on there, but VS Code is. Mm-hmm. And Writer. I could use Writer. So it's like, it's getting really limited. I just don't want to be like, I'm going to go write a book chapter and, oh no, I'm not. I've got a Windows update. Mm-hmm. Like, that's crap. It's one thing if it stops me from using Visual Studio because that's a Windows only product, but a text editor is not.
So my fifth goal is similar to one that I helped you with. And I kind of put this in here because I helped you. And I'm like, you know what? I want to do this myself. And that is to build a home gym in my garage. I've already got a start with my kettlebells. I've got four of them. The thing is, it's only a one-car garage, so it's small. A lot smaller than yours. Yeah, it's small. And it also has the washer-dryer connections in it. But my plan is to use the back of it as sort of a work area. It's got a workbench and a pegboard back there already. So I'm going to use like where you come in from the house to the garage. I'm going to use that as kind of my work area with tools and stuff like that. The middle area is where I'm going to put the small gym. Like, and by home gym, I mean kettlebells and maybe like a bench for bench pressing.
Yeah.
You know, not the size of yours where you bought some gym equipment from a gym that was closing because you have got the space for it.
Yeah.
Not that big or impressive. Just like I'm thinking a bench press and maybe a squat rack, but not as nice as yours.
Mine's nice. I got it for $75.
I know, but you bought it.
Yeah.
You know, used. And then the very front I'm going to use to store my motorcycle.
So my fifth goal is to get back into winemaking. I haven't made any this year, and I kind of miss that. Obviously, with the whole hernia thing last year, you're not carrying a carboy of wine up and down the stairs.
Right.
In a glass container. That's not going to happen. And the early part of this year, that was also part of the consideration. I actually bought stuff to make more wine, and I just haven't gotten around to it.
So on that, while it's not one of my goals, I have a beer making kit that I've never used. This new place, I plan on using that.
Oh, yeah.
It's not one of my goals this year because I don't know that I'll get to it. I've got so many other things going on, but it's something that in the next few years, I am planning on doing that.
Yeah, you can do that and throw parties.
So my final goal for the year is to write the story of my journey into development. Now, we talked about the book idea I had, and this is a part of that. I've been talking about it for a while. I've got the mind map and a list of chapters to outline. I've started outlining them. I want to write that section, whether that's its own book in a series of books. It may be like the first one and I do a prequel and a sequel. However it comes out, that is what I'm going to work on. It may be just a part of something larger. My goal is to have the journey of when I left med school to where I am now, or maybe a year ago. You know, I've got a full-time development job. My goal is to write that this year.
My final goal is to visit and call my parents more frequently. I barely went down there this year. Again, last fall with the hernia, you know, to get into the bedroom where I was sleeping, I had to walk up a flight of steps, which also meant carrying luggage up those. And I just could not do that last fall. And even in the spring, it was kind of painful.
Yeah.
And then, you know, during the summer, they were actually in the process of trying to get ready to move. It took them like 6 months to move. And, you know, get the new house is still not completely done, but they're in it. So I want to do that more. And, you know, with my grandmother gone, I don't have that touch point with the family anymore because I talk to her every week and, you know, she would forward everything on to everybody.
Well, yeah, she would forward it and then she would tell you what was going on with the family.
Right. And, you know, she was always there. So, you know, yeah. I just feel like I should probably, you know, call and all that kind of stuff more. And it was fun just sitting there, you know, talking to my dad, talking about the moose he got.
I haven't seen your dad in a while. I saw your mom.
Yeah, a while back.
Yeah, and
Dad's still running up and down mountains with a rifle, shooting things. Same as always.
You know, I was talking with a mutual friend of ours about getting in touch with your dad to go hunting.
Yeah.
We don't have a place to hunt. He really wants to. I haven't done it in a very long time and would love to get back into it. It's a hobby that I enjoyed the few times I did it.
Yeah, and it's also nice to have the meat.
Yes.
That helps. I mean, you know, getting venison that way, it's like the only way you can get it around here. So
all of the venison I've had for the last couple of years has been through your dad.
Yeah. And I forgot to ask him to get me more this year. I probably need to do that soon.
So we're going to kind of quickly go through some of our goals for the network over the next year. And the first one is to publish our recruiter book. We've recorded all of it. We just need to finish editing and writing it out.
Yeah, it's in a just this stuff before it's done, not a, oh, it's a pie in the sky. Like, it's...
It is a thing that we should have finished this year, but we had other things come up, and we should finish this before middle of the year next year.
Yeah. Our second goal is sponsorship or revenue for CDP. So, you know, sponsorship is probably the quickest way to that. We're willing to pivot.
Very, very good point.
We always are.
This was our number two goal last year. It's number two goal this year. It'll probably stay as a goal until we get a regular sponsor. Now, the third one is a little bit different from last year, but we've been talking about it and working with some people on creating a mentor program for Developer Launchpad. This is our local meetup group, and we're about to change the dynamic. December, we're just going to have our holiday party, but starting in January, instead of doing a really big coding project each month, what we're going to do is each take turns doing a talk and having a single challenge that people can make more or less difficult.
Yeah, I think that'd be good. And our last goal for the network is to update our live shows.
So since I am moving further away, we're going to be doing them more remotely. And we're looking at things like pulling these in and possibly releasing them as mini episodes or creating
putting them on YouTube or something.
Yeah, putting them on YouTube, doing something with them to make them easier to access for you guys.
Yeah, I mean, the big deal is like, we're doing this, but what we have is essentially a waste product of like the creative stuff, and like feeding that back into the system.
Right.
Is the idea there.
We started these back when I was coming over here to work out.
Yeah.
A couple of times a week. And then they became post-workout, pre-recording shows. And
then they became pre-recording.
Yeah. And they've sort of evolved as people wanted us to answer questions. And so what we're wanting to do, and we've been talking about doing for a long time now, at least a year or two, is turning the recordings into mini episodes. We may even start publishing more than once a week.
Yeah, if we get it all together, that would be pretty easy.
That is something we would really like to do. That is sort of a lofty goal, though. The big thing is we want to take those live shows and really, we've got our episodes down. We want to take the live shows and really get those down to a science.
Yeah.
So guys, we've made it to the end of the episode, and it's time to announce the theme for next year. I know we kind of mentioned it earlier in the episode. This is the second year that we've actually had an official theme. So the theme for the year is growth through learning. We're going to have episodes about ways to learn, planning your learning, and what to learn. And we'll also discuss academia and how to survive going back to school or making the change from the classroom to the job, as was requested in our comment this episode. While not all of our episodes will be about learning this year, it will be our overarching theme for what we produce in the next year. That pretty much wraps us up. Before we close everything out, Will, what do you have for us this week for Tricks of the Trade?
Well, I just want to point out that when I saw the resolutions episode coming up, I kind of clenched up because I was like, wow, I bombed at everything this year, because that's how I have felt for most of the year. And looking back at it, that was not remotely an accurate assessment. I actually hit pretty much everything or pivoted to something more valuable. And I just want to touch on the point that that's very easy to do. It's really easy to look at the negatives of the situation as you're in it and not really see how far you've progressed. The fact that I can speak in front of a group of 40 people and not get nervous, that's huge. The fact that I've published a book and I've gone through all that and I've gotten it out, and, you know, I even have revenue. I had some that came in while I was asleep Thanksgiving night. You know, like, I overdosed on turkey and, you know, went to sleep, got some book sales in the meantime. that is not something that, you know, I thought that was further away than it was. And I guess what I want to emphasize here is that that is really, really easy to do. It's really easy to look and go, I haven't accomplished anything this year. I don't feel like I did anything. And I felt that way right up until I actually went and looked at what my resolutions were for last year. And I hit all of them, basically. It's just really easy to do. And I bet you did the same thing.
Yeah. When I was going through this, I was like, I was surprised
at yeah.
how many I hit. And the ones that I didn't hit, I came really close to. And the reason I didn't hit them was because something better came along.
Yeah.
But along these lines, people talk to us about, like, it's so awesome. You guys have a podcast, or, like, I don't know how you guys do this and things like that.
One foot in front of the other.
Guys, we are just two dudes drinking and talking. The reason that we have a successful show and that you guys enjoy listening to it is we put the effort in. There is nothing special about the two of us.
Nope. Not a bit.
You know, we are just two normal guys that like talking to each other. We just put microphones in front of our face.
Yeah. That's pretty much it.
Write some outlines. I spend about an hour or two on each of my outlines. Sometimes more than that when I go.
They've been a little painful lately, but yeah.
We've been going a little full med student on them lately, but there is nothing special about us. Anyone could do what we're doing. We just put the work in.
Yeah. And did it consistently over a long period of time.
Yeah.
But none of this is really that hard. People ask us on the regular, they're like, you know, I get this. Like, how do you come up with ideas for a podcast? And, you know, when we started, that was a consideration. It's like, how do we do that? But now you realize something. You're swimming in them. There's no place that the ideas aren't. And things shift like that. As you get more experienced, as if you put the effort in, everything fits. And that's all we've got.
Stand by for Titanfall.
If you have a question or comment, please email us at neckbeards@completedeveloperpodcast.com. Our theme music is an excerpt from Stand By for Titanfall by Pure Bells, available on SoundCloud and licensed through Creative Commons.
The intro music for IoTs is Hillbilly Hip Hop by Jason Belcher. For references, show notes, and to sign up for weekly emails with extra tips and insights, be sure to check out the website at CompleteDeveloperPodcast.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at CompleteDevPod and like our page on Facebook to keep up with news about the show. Catch us each week as we broadcast live, talking about what's going on in the tech world and answering listener questions.
Learn more about all of our shows and groups by going to CompleteDeveloperNetwork.com, where you'll find links to Junior Developer Toolbox, Developer Launchpad, and our other communities. Thanks for listening. See you next time.